You know, there are some things that when you blend them, they come together real easy, very easy, and it comes out great. For instance, you blend fruits and veggies, you get a good smoothie. The other night, we had some people over, and they put a nice blend of some avocado and onions and jalapenos and cilantro, and they diced it all up and they blended it all together. And then they even did kind of like that Salt Bay where you just kind of let the salt flow off of your forearm. They were just putting all sorts of spices on there. Made an amazing guacamole. Some things turn out really well when you blend them. But blending a family together, now that's a whole lot more challenging than blending some guacamole. And here's the thing. More than half of all Americans, get this, have been or will be a part of a stepfamily situation. In fact, it's estimated that there'll be more blended families now, and it'll be the most common form of families in our country. This means that this is the new normal. The new traditional family is a blended one. And it never really dawned on me how much more complex it is to have a healthy blended family. You know, I thought just having my own family is complicated in itself. In fact, there was somebody asked a mother of three one time. They said, "Hey, if you had to do it all over again, would you have children again?" And she said, "Yes, but not the same ones." It's complicated. It's difficult. And let's say that you are part of a blended family and you've got three kids of your own. So there you, the four of you, and you've got your own little individual relationships. And then you've got it all together. And then you meet someone who has their own three kids. And then they come together. And then now you have all these individual relationships happening where it's you and him and her and him and them and all. This is a complex web of 28 different relationships going on all at the same time. And this doesn't even include the ex-spouse or the ex-parent-in-laws or the ex-spouse's new spouse and their kids. And you do the math, and it is no wonder that it is so difficult to have successful blended families. So if you're part of a blended family, first of all, you know, we didn't want to leave you out of our war series, because there are some battles that take place amongst that dynamic of a relationship. But also, this would apply to every one of us, because it's God's word. So let's dive into how we can have healthy blended families. How do you go about blending two families into one? First step is moving past your past. It's moving past your past. Now, a lot of the common mistakes that we see, and I've seen many times, is a relationship gets split up, and right away, because the person doesn't want to be alone or they want to just move quickly and heal quickly and not go through the process, they jump right into another relationship. It's that rebound relationship. And those typically don't work. You have to allow yourself to heal. You have to allow yourself and not lean on someone to heal you and get you past that situation, because it's not going to work. I've seen where there was a gentleman that would come in, and he was married, and then all of a sudden he started coming on his own, and then we started talking, and I found out that, yeah, they had gotten a divorce, and then within a week or two, he started coming with someone else. And I thought, well, that's his sister. It's got to be his sister. A couple of weeks later, they come up after the service, and he shows me the ring. And I'm like, wow. Now, obviously, I want the best for him. But another part of me is saying, you got to let yourself heal and get past this. And he would tell me, oh, but she's this and she's that and she's this. And I'm like, man, I don't care if she's Angelina Jolie / Emma Stone / Mother Teresa. There is no person that's going to heal you or get you past your hurts. There's no person. Ladies, same thing. Doesn't matter if his name is Rico Suave. There's not one person that's going to heal all your wounds. There's not someone that's going to get you past those hurts. But there is someone that definitely can. And his name is Jesus. And if you focus on your relationship with Jesus, if you spend time with Jesus, if you allow him to work in your life, then you will see how he can make you whole, how he can heal you, how he can mend your broken heart. Look at Psalm 34:18. It says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. What's sad is during the most difficult time in people's lives, rather than move close to the Lord, they move further away and they don't allow him to heal them, to mend their broken heart. See, God is with you. And healing is a journey. It's not an event. And trusting God and focusing your relationship with Jesus will cure you of these ails. But if you start looking for other people to heal this pain of your past, you're going to place these unfair expectations on them. That's going to end up dividing you and this new relationship and this new family. You need to get emotionally and spiritually healthy first so that your new family wouldn't get that the pain and the bitterness from the previous one. Notice the wise warning of Hebrews 12:15. It says that watch out that no bitterness takes root among you. For as it springs up, it causes not only you deep troubles, but it hurts many others in their spiritual walk. See, bitterness inside us, it hurts our spiritual lives. And the truth is that the longer that you hold on to the hurt of the past, the deeper and more intense that hurt becomes. You release them to God. You give it to the Lord. And you grant them grace, not because they deserve it, not because they asked for it, not because they even made the situation right, but because God wants to heal you. And so you do that. Number two, to blend two families into one, you have to learn to lead justly. Justly. Now, what do we mean by that? We're talking about being fair. Look at Micah 6:8. It says, He, God, has shown all of you people what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? What does he ask of us? To act justly, to be fair, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. See, oftentimes two parents, they get into marriage, they think right away, well, our kids are going to get along, and your kids are going to get along. We're all just going to be this happy family. We're going to be like the Brady Bunch, and we're going to be best friends, and everything's going to work out. And then they realize that's not how it works out. And it doesn't just come together. Here, let me read you a letter from an 11-year-old boy from a newly blended family. Okay, look what he said here. He said, I'm 11 years old. My mom and dad were divorced 2.5 years ago. And 3 months ago, my mom got married again. So now I have a stepfather. I live with my mom, I see my dad on the weekend, and having a stepdad has ruined everything. Why does she have to get married again? No one even asked me if I wanted a stepfather. And mom keeps acting like I should be happy to have him in our house. He's not my dad. I already have a dad. And ever since mom got married again, I feel scared and I'm mad about so many things. And mom and I don't even have time to do things like we used to because she spends all the time with him. And sometimes I think she just doesn't care about me anymore. After all, she stopped loving dad. Maybe she stopped loving me too. Because my stepfather, he tries so hard to be nice to me. But how can I be nice to him and love my dad at the same time? Maybe if I make him real miserable, he'll leave. Then things will get back to normal. You know, sometimes it's so easy to forget what happens to a soul of a child when they see this all play out. I mean, think how hard it can be when most of the time they now have four parents with four very different parenting styles that are constantly clashing and causing more resentment and rebellion, and it makes it more difficult for you to lead justly. So how do you do it? How can we lead justly when our own kids run to us and say, I love you, I love you, and then you got your stepkids that are running off, slamming doors, saying, you're not my real dad, you're not my real mom. How do we do this? Well, all experts agree to this. One of the best things parents can do is to agree and plan on their approach to discipline. But you do it outside of the kids being around. You come together, you agree, this is how we're going to discipline the kids. And then you present this united front to the kids. And let me tell you, it actually gives the children a sense of security and stability when you are providing a united front. Another big mistake parents do, because they don't want to set boundaries and discipline their kids, they have this mentality of this, oh, this poor little thing syndrome. Like one of the parents wants to discipline, the other one's like, no, they've been through so much. Let's let them get away with this. And no, I don't want to be too hard on them. But what's worse than setting boundaries and discipline is having one of those spoiled, rotten kids. I think we've all seen them. We've seen them at the restaurants. We've seen them at the grocery stores, the movie theaters. Ain't nobody like being around them. I mean, I've seen where you go to the grocery store, you see this little kid with a grandma, this little old lady, and acting up and disrespectful. And please tell me I'm not the only one that thinks to myself, man, if that was my kid, am I not the only one? Come on, Pastor. There have been times where I'm like, man, if that were my kid, they'd be some serious trouble. Set boundaries. Set discipline. Do it in a united front. And leading justly also involves avoid becoming this purchasing kind of parent where you want to set up your house so that your kid's more inclined to be with you rather than your ex-spouse. Well, I'm going to get him video games, and I'm going to set this up for him, and I'm going to let them stay up at night just so that you create this environment that's totally opposite of theirs so that you have a reason for them to come back. That's not leading justly. Leading justly, I'm going to tell you what it is. That means that you do everything you can to enhance your child's relationship with their dad and mom, even if they are your ex. And then you don't say things like, hey, well, your dad's a selfish jerk, and this is why I'm not married to him anymore. You don't do those undercut comments like this. Well, hey, your mom's so irresponsible with money, this is why we don't have any. Don't go there. Leading justly also means that you don't use your children against your ex. You don't enlist them in spy kids. You don't have them go out and look for things, and when they come back home, you interrogate them. Hey, does dad got a new girlfriend? Well, who is that girl that you guys were walking with outside of the supermarket? How do I know you were outside of the supermarket? Well, I was just driving by, but you answered the question. You don't go there. Hey, does your mom get a new job? Where'd you get those shoes? How did you get to those shoes? Don't go there. Don't interrogate. Don't make them spy kids. Another thing we don't do is when we separate their bedrooms and things like that, we try and be as just as fair as we can. Make it equal. Don't give your biological kids the master bedroom, master suite, master walk-in closet, and your stepkids the den with a sofa bed. Make it even. Be just. Someone does that. Blending two families into one is moving past your past. It's leading justly. And number three, communicate constructively. Communicate constructively. You don't want to be like that husband that says, hey, when my wife and I, we got married, we came to an agreement. Anytime I get worked up and angry, I take a walk, go outside. And sure enough, the last 20 years, I've become a skilled outdoorsman. You do not want to be that guy. So here are some verses that can change the way that we communicate with each other. Colossians 3, 8, 9. Look what it says here. Rid yourselves of such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Don't lie to each other. And since you've taken off your old self with these practices, notice those five things right there that are out of bounds with the way we communicate with each other. First, there's anger, there's rage. And you say, well, I've got this temper and I just blow up. And then maybe you need to surrender that. Maybe you need to surrender your anger to God and ask that the Holy Spirit come and take control of that temper. And if it still continues, then maybe you need to seek counseling. Get to the root of what's causing these outbursts. Second, rid yourself of malice. Malice is when you say things that intentionally hurt or wound someone. It's like, hey, if you keep this up, I'm going to divorce you. Or you're such a loser. You're so worthless. Why did I even get married to you? You don't say those type of things. Third, you don't slander. That's when you defame. That's when you make false accusations against your spouse. Fourth, no filthy language. Don't cuss your spouse out. Not behind their backs, not in front of them, not in front of the kids. Fifth is lying. That's out of bounds. Tell the truth. Be honest. Be forthright. And don't ever say, but you always or you never help around. That's exaggeration. That's a form of lying. And then also don't play that game of, are you upset? You're upset about something, aren't you? Well, you should know. Well, I'm asking. I don't know. I want to know. So I don't. Well, that means you don't love me because you don't know that why I'm mad and you don't know me. Don't play the guessing game. Be open in your communication with each other. And so, friends, rage, anger, malice, slander, filthy language, lying, those are the biggest roadblocks right there in every relationship. And some of you may need to go home and apologize to some of the things that you've said to your spouse, your kids, your stepkids. Okay, so to blend two families into one, move past your past, lead justly, communicate constructively, and number four, love as God has loved you. Let me ask you this question. How has God loved you? How has He loved you? It's unconditional. He loves you through your faults. He loves you through your imperfections. He loves you throughout all your failures. He's loved you every time you've walked away from Him. He loves you just the way you are. He says, no matter what, I love you. Even though you have treated me this way, I love you. Now let me ask you this. How can you love your family in the same way? Here's the first way. Stay marriage-centered. What do I mean by that? You got to keep the romance alive. You got to do things where you connect, just you two. Go out on date nights. Have fun. You know, when we had this little get-together, there was we were playing board games and just kind of hanging out. There was a couple that just popped up and just started walking out. We were like, where are you guys going? And they seemed so excited. We were like, I've never seen somebody so excited to leave our house. Where are you guys going? And they looked at us, we're going dancing. You're going dancing? Right now? Yeah, we're going dancing. You want to come? In my mind, I was like, I want to go dancing. Then I had a flashback. My days of going out with Rose. I can't dance worth a lick. So I politely said, I'm tired. Have those moments of connection. Second way to express unconditional love is do it freely. I have this issue, and I'm working on it, and maybe you do too, where you can think of these wonderful things that you want to say to your wife or these wonderful things that you want to say to your kids, and it just stays right here. It never comes out. And I could look at, man, my goodness, she looks so beautiful, and I love her so much, and it just doesn't come out. Or my kids, I just adore them, and it just stays right here. But it doesn't do anybody any good when it stays up here. Love freely. Let it come out. Express it. Say it. Let them know it. Love your kids with all your heart. Love your stepkids with all your heart. And some of you say, well, man, you don't know how they get sometimes. Well, love them as God has loved you. Look at Romans 8, 38, 39. For I am convinced, this is how much God loves you. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future. There ain't no powers, no height nor depth. There ain't anything else in all of creation that would be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And even if we just switch this verse up a little bit for you blended families, maybe it would read something like this. For I am convinced neither discouragement or defeat, neither ex-spouses or stepchildren, neither warring stepbrothers or overbearing stepmothers will be able to separate my stepfamily from my love for them, because that's how God loves me. Would you express that kind of love to your family? Because there are going to be times, I tell you, there are going to be times when you just want to throw in the towel, you want to jump ship. But love is that powerful that it'll keep you in the boat, even when you're ready to bail out. So declare that truth over your family. Declare that love over your family. And if you do it in the name of Jesus, you just watch how he will blend your family in such an amazing way that it would be much greater than any bowl of guacamole. Would you bow your heads for prayer? Father in heaven, Lord, we just want to thank you so much how great your love is. How powerful your love is, that it would inspire us, that it would move us to love those around us, to love our wives, to love our husbands, to love our kids, our stepkids. Lord, there's nothing more than you want to see than a united family that's built on the foundation of who you are. My prayer is for your people in this place right here, Lord, that we would have those kind of families, whether blended or not, and that we would represent you well in everything we do. We thank you, Jesus, that you make this all possible, and we pray this in your holy name. Amen.